Salom. The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have mic privilege. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and are not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to Maitreya's previous lectures or satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Groups section. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Salam everyone, welcome to the mission. There is a phenomena here after the Thanksgiving and in December, suddenly people start vanishing till January, and at the middle of January we start having them back. Something happens in this period, which is okay, but we have to recognize God's revelation and start following what He has recommended us to follow, so we can become one-pointed in God's way. The good news, of course, is we now have a contact in United Arab Emirates, which is very good, because having a contact in those countries, it's really hard to come by. Contact which really is dedicated and also is not afraid to come out for the mission in those areas. As we know that Muslims believe they have the last word of God, and of course we know better, because before this revelation nobody had the last word of God, so they have to recognize that God had more revelation to come, and they have to recognize and realize the seventh angel and seven seals and seventh revelations, and therefore they come down from their misunderstandings, and by expanding their realization they recognize this is the last word of God. As God said, only the seventh angel have the last word, and it only can come through the line of tribe of Judah, and Prophet Muhammad was not the line of the tribe of Judah. Therefore we have to teach and spread this truth to them, so more and more of them recognize that they have to go farther from where they are. Of course, all the religions are accepted in this mission, and that is the beauty of it. Everybody can walk in and be a part of it without foregoing the essence of their own teachings, but adding the essence of the rest of the revelations of God, and therefore they can also see the whole vision and the foretelling of the coming of seventh seals and seventh revelation, and therefore they can also expand themselves. And there is no separation between religions. They all have come from the same source, from one God, and He has been sending all this revelation to man in a piecemeal, in a separate ways, because 12,000 years ago they did not listen, they did not follow this to the completion, and that's why we have history and our third eyes are closed and our the spiritual understanding is been taken away from humanity. But now is the time for man to again recognize that we are indeed all a part of God, and we have to come together and bring the ancient wisdom that everything is God, and therefore we cannot be rude or destructive to other parts of the universe, and we can and we should come together, as the message of the Sangha Chaturvam is, to know one another so we can share this universe, and therefore we can progress together in the communities of light and accelerate the purpose of this creation, which is to make the part of the universe which are separated from the rest to turn around, be baptized, and go back to God. And the way now is shown with the eternal divine path, and the eternal divine path is the path we have to follow, and we have to meditate in the temple of our body and keep our body clean and not hurt it by using drugs or by using the things that hurts the temple of God, and therefore we become pure enough to manifest His will in a greater degree. Therefore, a great responsibility is come to man to recognize what is the goal of life, how we have to keep our body and our mind and our spirit clean and united and focused on God, and therefore we shatter every narrowness of the mind, of mind dying, belonging to anything in this universe, such as nationality, gender, culture, whatever that bonds us, and become one with God, and release ourselves from anything that keeps us from freedom, to become released to oneness and shatter anything that is in our way to go to that essence. And therefore, this is a call to the braves and those who indeed are the pioneers and want to follow God's will, which is to become an elect, to become people who indeed dedicate all their life to this cause and for this mission. Of course, we have many levels of joining the mission, from being a sympathizer to complete dedication of your life. Therefore, we accept anybody who comes to the mission, sees the vision, likes it, loves it, and is with it. And of course, when people first come to the mission, they are like a flame. They are in fire and they love the vision, but they don't know much or too much about it. And as they stay with the mission for a long time, they eventually become bonfires, the people who indeed are one with this mission and accept this mission as the religion and the revelation of God. And if they become bonfire and they realize this clearly, indeed, we are done with them, because they are one with the mission and they are a part of it, and we are brothers and sisters in God. Therefore, there is a lot of process and coming together, recognizing the vision, becoming inflamed with it, but at the same time seeing it's different than what we have been brought up with. It's different than our previous religion. It takes away from our cultural attachments, and therefore it brings a new way of life and vision, and therefore it is difficult for some people to forego and let go of those attachments that takes them away to free themselves completely. But if they stay with the vision, if they stay in the mission and continue with it, it becomes easier, simpler, and nicer, and eventually they realize that they have to do it, because if every culture and people still hang into their own little attachments, we will not have the unity that will come by becoming one with God. And as they recognize this more and more, we will have more people that they are free to look at this universe as a universe, as one creation by one God. And we have been here from very beginning. We are here now, and we will be here forever. Nothing is created. Nothing can be destroyed. The only thing happens is it can be transformed to different forms, but can never be destroyed. Therefore, we will be here. We have been born in so many different cultures, countries, nations, even maybe planets, now that we can shatter our attachments to a very specific place in the universe and expand ourselves to become a universalist. A person doesn't belong to any place but God and the universe. And as we become that, we can become teachers who can travel and go to different parts of the world and feel being at home, because their culture is the culture of God, and they will encourage everyone also become the culture of God. So it is a new beginning. It's the beginning of the golden age, and a new age needs new setup, new culture, new way of seeing the universe, and this is it. This is the way, the vision of the golden age for each individual to shatter the narrowness of the mind. They meditate, and they recognize that God is in the temple of their body, and their body is the temple of God, and therefore they keep the body clean and pure for manifestation of God. They close their eyes, therefore they can see the spirit within, and as they meditate more in that spirit, they will know themselves, and since they know themselves, they also know other people. And not only they know other people, they also know God. Know thyself to know God. It's the same thing. There is no difference between self and God. And therefore, we are essence of God, and we have that part in ourselves. And if you meditate in the temple of body, eventually you recognize the oneness. And when you recognize the oneness, that oneness and the same is in every person and individual, and therefore you also can see that essence in them. If everybody has the essence of God, you will not want to hurt the essence of God. You do not want to kill the essence of God. You do not want to be against that essence. And the more people see that essence and shatter the narrowness of the mind and realize that all are the children of one God, then we can come together and more be unified as the children of God. Therefore, it's the time to understand this new revelation, this new teachings, new vision that God has promised he will give at the end time, and indeed this is the end time. 600 years ago was not the end time, 200 years ago was not the end time, 1200 years ago was not the end time, 2000 years ago was not the end time, but this is. And God said in this time, before of coming of the great upheaval and tribulation, this revelation of the seventh angel will come to humanity, and the mystery of God will be revealed to man. And it has. Now we know everything we have to know scientifically, spiritually. God's plan from the very mundane way of life to the creation of the system that will bring the kingdom of God on earth has been revealed to man, and we have not opposed any religion and their essence, but we have confirmed that indeed God has sent all of them, and they have come from the same God. There is no separation between them. If there is some separation, it's because they didn't know before this revelation, and the only time that the mystery of God will be finished and the whole revelation of God will be revealed to man and explained, every question you might have and any differences between religion will be resolved, and it already has. That is why this revelation is done, is finished, it's been given to man in completion, and now it is in website, in internet, which God created. Therefore, you don't have to go anywhere. As prophecy said, if they said, he is here, don't go. If he's in the desert, do not go. And also, he will not come to the street. You will not see him in the street because he doesn't need to go to a street. He can just sit here, give this revelation, and everybody in the world will hear it. And as we can see right now in this room, we have people from almost every corner on earth, and they can hear this revelation. With a couple of clicks, they can go to our website and see the revelation, which is given to them in many forms, and support of this revelation, which has been given in videos, audios, writings, essays, and many things that have clarified it. There was no prophet ever who came, wrote it down, corrected it, put it up for humanity to look at it, and there is only one version of this revelation. And that is the only revelation that ever came as the ultimate revelation with one version from the prophet to man. We can see God indeed is very, very aware, and he has protected this revelation to the highest. We did not have to go to a street. We did not have to be shot at, stoned, chased out of the cities, as they have done to many prophets. Of course, we do receive the cyber stones and cyber shots. They come to our rooms, and although they do not understand our teaching, have never read it, they don't know what we teach and how God did say this revelation will come, still they insist that it is from devil or it's not correct, it can't be, and therefore they're still hanging into their dogmas and religion. But if they go and study this teaching and see God indeed prophesying that this revelation will come, hopefully more and more they will forego their own dogmas and come to the Word of God. Many of them might not, but of course we believe in reincarnation. They have been exposed. They have been told about this revelation. Maybe next lifetime, when they come back as a child, they will come across this revelation again, and in this time they are more susceptible to accept this revelation in a greater degree. But most of the people who talk like that, or they do not accept this new revelation, are the people they have been born in a specific religion, or recently have been converted to a religion that they believe is the best or the highest, and therefore they have a hard time to really accept that there could be a new revelation or anything better than they have. But we know this is the best thing that can happen to humanity. This is the best revelation of explanation and realization of the things that nobody knew until this revelation came. And it makes sense, and it is spiritual, it is deep, it explains science and spirit and unifies them. Indeed, it teaches that God is everything, and the only thing we have to overcome is our ego and our subconscious mind, and therefore we can connect ourselves to God directly. And as far as we are not directly connected to God, as far as we have not experienced that oneness, we might have religions, we might have ideas, we might have opinions, but we do not have the truth. That's why we encourage everyone to meditate, to awaken their spiritual forces. But at the same time, or prior to that, we try to create the communities of light, to bring this revelation to every corner on earth and call the elects and those who have been incarnated to come for this revelation, come together. Let us work with each other and become one in this vision, and therefore we can spread this vision to every person, and they also might see that God indeed is behind all the revelations and religions, and now they are unified, and there is no other religion or revelation that have explained in a greater degree as this one has. Smile for others. Would you answer a couple of questions about the mission before you can have the mic? That is our arrangement in this room. You should have gone to our website first and study our teaching before you can have the mic. If you have question that is not related to the mission, you can type them in the text. Do you know what the Eternal Divine Path is? Have you been in our website? What is the Eternal Divine Path? That's the Shirin asking you. Give me time to type. Okay, sure. Do you carry on, sir? Sure. We want people really at least know the base of our teaching first, so we can discuss things together. We know about our religions. We have studied them. We have studied all the books and the scriptures, and we are open to discuss. But if you don't know about our teachings, that it's very hard to discuss. So you will just keep saying your way of thinking, and you don't know the vision that we had. So we really appreciate the people who would go to our website, study it, and then come here for discussion. And then, of course, we can intelligently discuss things together and know that, indeed, we can come to some kind of understanding with each other. We can see this revelation is here and now. Humanity have two choices, to resist it, to go against it. And of course, that will not help them much, because God said it's going to go this way. And if humanity come with him and goes with him, they can bring the kingdom of God on earth and eventually recognize there is infinite resources in the universe, and they don't have to fight and kill each other because of the limited resources on earth. They can come together and find the best mind on earth and create beautiful people who can help each other to progress and become one, and therefore eventually bring the kingdom and the peace on earth. Indeed, this is the revelation of peace. No other revelation before it was the revelation of peace, because each of them were rejecting the one before them, and they became a separate revelation or religion from one another. But in this revelation, we do not reject the one before us. We indeed incorporate them, and therefore every religion can feel comfortable by coming into this without feeling that they have to completely change the religion, but they only have to get rid of their dogmas and misunderstanding and listen to the prophet and the revelation which has come through that manifestation. So it can bring peace to them, and it's peaceful, it glorifies God. And, of course, those who glorify God will be glorified. A spirit indeed exists. God exists. He is in control. He is in the universe. And those who try to put him out of everything will not succeed, because more and more people who meditate will see this truth on earth. Smile, you don't have to write the whole thing, just a synopsis of a small part of it is fine. Just we want to know that you have been in our website. And of course, this room is for everybody to come and ask questions about this mission, discussing together. We invite everybody from all other religions come to us and bring their understanding to this room. But we like they first go to the website and study our teaching a little bit at least, so they know what is revealed here is. If they do that, then we are very open to them. And with the nice and good manner of discussion, we will be open here to discuss with them. But if they come here to do things that some other people came and did, then we are not very open to them at all. So this invitation is for all the teachers and all the people who are in other religions and want to know about this teaching, or they like to challenge our teachings. They want to challenge the validity of this revelation. We are very open to discuss it with them. Of course, better than that is to go to the website, study our teaching, see the vision, and validate this revelation and the claim by yourself. If you do that, then you already can forego what your dogmas or your beliefs are and see indeed God said that he will send the revelation at the end time, and this is that revelation. And all the proof and backing has been given in many, many different ways for humanity to recognize indeed this is from God. And if they do that, that would be great. Instead of spending time and energy to prove things to one another, you have proved it to yourself. And when you prove something to yourself, that is greater than if I prove it to you. If you prove it to yourself, that is your understanding and realization. If I prove it to you, it is me who made you to see something you didn't want really to see. So we indeed appreciate even more if those people who are in other religion to go to our website, study the teaching, see the word that have come through this vessel is based on the word of God, that God indeed said there will be seven revelation, seven seals, seven truths that will come to humanity. They will see where their teachings or religion is in this revelation. They recognize indeed it is where it is said it should be, and how all of them together reveal not only the unity of our religion, but it shows a path, which is called eternal and divine path. It is eternal because it is created in eternity. It's divine because it leads you to divinity. And it's a path. It's a way. It doesn't have any dogma. If you follow it, you will benefit. If you don't, you don't. It's as simple as that. It is something that you decide to follow. The first step is to awaken your spiritual forces. Meditate, concentrate, contemplate. Calm your mind. Be still and know that I am God. Know that essence in you and God are one, and God indeed is in every person, and each person have the ability to recognize God within. You don't need a space brothers to take you to God. You don't need mullahs or rabbis or priests or gurus to take you to God. Of course, you can get help from many places, from reading, writing, listening. All is been given already. They have already written, they have already talked about it. There are many ways that can help you to still your mind. And when you still your mind, of course, you one day recognize that you do not exist. You indeed are absent. The only thing left is God. And that recognition, of course, it's not a faith, it's not a religion, it is not an organized thing. It is an individual quest and achievement. And when you
achieve that oneness, you don't need mullahs and gurus and rabbis or anybody to tell you God exists. So you go beyond religiosity and dogmas. You know indeed God and you are one. You, of course, respect God's revealers and manifestations that God sent to man, and you learn from them by study the scriptures that have come through them, but you do not accept the dogmas that the followers of that religion have brought to man, and you release yourself from any fury of dogmas that have created so much separation between man and man and have brought wars and destruction to them. God does not separate. God unifies. If the Spirit of God is within me and the Spirit of God is within you, we are one. If we recognize that, then we do not have to have wars and destruction. But if we do not and we have dogmas, then we insist our own understanding and dogmas and we reject other people's dogma, and therefore we separate ourselves from other people. We're all humans. How can we be separated? God created all of us. How can we separate ourselves when there is only one God and He created everything? Isn't it two gods or three gods or ten gods or hundreds or thousands of gods? There's only one and He created all of us. How can we be separated? Therefore, the problem is not God. The problem is not the revelation. The problem is not the revealer. The problem is our misunderstandings, our dogmas, our separative ideas. And of course, it's understandable to this point because the whole vision wasn't revealed to man. They only had a part of the information. When you have a part of some truth or information, you might make mistakes and misinterpret things. But when you have the whole truth, the whole revelation, the whole thing, then you recognize the whole truth and make correct decision. But you have to understand it. You have to recognize, indeed, it explains everything that man have been asking for to this point. And if you read our teachings and see how everything has been answered, then you will see indeed God has blessed humanity with this last revelation, and this can bring peace because we do not have to separate ourselves. We are all the children of God. And if you are children of God, there is no separation between us. The children do not kill each other. The children do not fight one another. The children of the same father would listen to the same father, and the father said, get along. Realize you are all my children. Be good children and share with each other and bring the kingdom of God on earth. So it's the beginning of the kingdom. It's the beginning of coming of the peace on earth. Of course, it's very hard at this time look at the earth and say, what are you talking about? There is no peace on earth. Of course there isn't, because we haven't even touched the surface yet with this teaching. Even those who have seen the vision have a hard time overcoming their attachments and desires and the things that they are used to and dedicate themselves completely to this vision. We need more and more bonfires. We need more and more the people who truly follow this path. Meditate, awaken their spiritual forces, see the essence of God in themselves. Direct their energy in creating comets of light, or at least spreading this message in any way they could. and come and join the mission in a close proximity so we can create the facilitating body to sacrifice for this vision and surrender and submit themselves to God and His will for them under the umbrella of this revelation? Where do I fall in this vision? How can I best help this vision to manifest? Not my vision, not my small project or way of thinking, but God's way that I have been called to come to. If we see our place in this vision, then we follow God's will. And then we shatter all narrowness of the mind by becoming universalist and recognizing that God is everything. There is no separation between any part of it. We shatter our narrowness of belonging to any nation or any culture, any language, any gender. But we are the essence of God. Our country, our nation, our culture is God's. They'll become more and more free from all these bondages that we have. And we don't need anybody to take us to God. God just said, be still. He didn't say, follow this guru or that mullah or that rabbi or that father. No. Be still and know that I am God. Simple. You don't need any person between you and God. And Christ said it very eloquently. Your body is the temple of God. It's there. And He said that it will be a day that you will worship God in a spirit. Close your eyes, you will be in a spirit. You will be with God. By closing your eyes, then you do not have to go to any temple out there, but you will be in the temple of your body, deity, God. That's the teaching of the mystical path. All the mystical path, including Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, saints in Christianity, Sufis in Islam, all of them say the same thing. Close your eyes, meditate, God is within you. That Sufi jumps and said, "An Allah, I am God." Orthodox Muslim become petrified. Just like Christ said, me and the Father are one. And the Jewish people said, that is blasphemy. The Orthodox Jews couldn't understand what Christ is talking about. Or, I am the Son of God. Everybody says it means that Mary and God made a child. No, it's the same thing. Me and the Father are one. I am in the image of God. I am the same as God is, and therefore, as the Son is like Father, God is my Father. He's not the only Son. In the chapter 6 of Genesis, there were sons of God already. So it's not a unique place for Christ, although He is unique in the sense that He was the begotten Son before the creation, but there are more than one Son. And in Revelation clearly says, who overcomes will become my son. Again, God says, these are all my sons. That doesn't mean He's going to go and make children with many women so they all become His son. No, He says, if whoever overcometh, that is the requirement to become a son of God. It doesn't mean He is the Son of God and Mary. It means Christ was in the image of God. He and the Father were one. He recognized God within. He realized He and God are one. And because, of course, He was Christ, the Spirit of God was fully manifested in Him, so therefore He could bring the New Testament and a new religion to earth. It's the same thing for Prophet Muhammad. He said, listen to the Prophet. Whatever he says, I say. It's the same thing. Me and the Father are one. His Spirit is on me, and I am revealing this truth to you through revelation from God. Therefore, Prophet Muhammad also was the son of God. Did God went to Amina and made him? No. But Prophet Muhammad was the prophet of God, had the Spirit of God on him, and therefore his word and the word of God were the same. So with this recognition, a great debate between Muslim and Christians out of window. There is not such a thing that they can argue, no, he wasn't the son of God. You know, God doesn't have any son. Of course, he doesn't, the way Prophet Muhammad is explaining, God doesn't go to a woman and make a child. But in the image of God, even Prophet Muhammad would say, yeah, I can accept that. Christ indeed was and had the Spirit of God in him. So did Prophet Muhammad. But you have the same thing. And God says, whoever overcometh will become my son. That is the promise. And that's what we are looking for. We are looking for the elect who want to become the sons of God. They do want to overcome. And overcoming is the things we just explained. Shattering all narrowness of the mind. Following the eternal divine path. So awakening of the spirit forces, recognizing God is within, is the first step, is the mystical path. All the mystical paths, including Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, saints, Sufis, and whoever else that teaches, be still and know that I am God, are included the first seal. Then, of course, the next step is the creation of communities of light, or the base of the kingdom of God on earth. That's the Old Testament, the Jewish teaching. God is trying to find a people who will follow him, who will follow God's law and accept him as the king, and therefore their whole community will be based on the word of God and his revelations, and therefore they become his chosen one. But they will be the chosen one of God until the Shiloh comes. And Shiloh was the Messiah, came as Christ. And Christ taught how to create the communities of light. You cannot create the communities of light. You cannot create the second seal. You cannot create the base of the kingdom unless you are willing to sacrifice. And Christ put that example for humanity, willing to go to cross, willing to give of himself to humanity and love your neighbor as you love yourself. And then, in the fourth seal, you recognize, okay, yeah, this is the will of God. I recognize the will of God is the eternal divine path and I have to follow it. God said this revelation will come at this time, and therefore it is the truth, and I accept it as my religion and understanding and the truth of God. Now, what is the will of God for me in this revelation, in this vision? Where do I fall? Where God wants me to do? As you meditate and you recognize more and more who you are, what is your talents, what can you do, how can you help, how can you be a part of this? Am I a leader? Am I a teacher? Am I a supporter? Which of these three am I? Am I able to understand this teaching in depth and open my mouth and wonderful thing comes out of it and everybody says, yeah, that makes sense, it's beautiful. You have the a spirit of Holy Ghost on you, so you can teach other people these teachings, or you can create a good rapport with other people and bring them together and create the hierarchy, and therefore we can create people come together, then you are a leader, or you can be a supporter. Okay, we can stop here. Smile for others. Okay, sir, can I paste with your permission? Sure. If it's your writing, I hope you're not going to go paste from the mission website. Go ahead. But if it's just copying from the website and pasting, that doesn't mean you understood it. We want your word, your understanding, the way you understood it to be put down, not from the website. If you have that, go ahead. If you use the website, don't, because that's going to be a waste of our time. Or you can just support. You neither are a teacher nor the leader, but you can support in many ways, mentally, physically, spiritually, any way you can. That's the will of God for me. Therefore, I submit and surrender to it. And of course, the next step is shatter all the narrowness of the mind. Become a child of the universe, a child of God. And that is, of course, Baha'i teaching. And Bob brought that revelation. By following these five steps, you become an elect, a paravipra. That is where God was talking about. My elect, my people, people who will become my sons because they will overcome. And that is the promise God has given in every scriptures, that at the end time, there will be elect, those who have overcome and reached the point that they have come to recognize and realize these teachings and God's way. That is where we are at. We are looking for those who have reached the sixth level, have reached the level of being an elect, and we are calling them in this room. Okay, a smile for others. I studied your site, Eternal Divine Path is the greatest sign. What I understand is that there are seven seals. They are interconnected and everyone is part of the divine path. And final seal is pure consciousness. And it is attainable by following the eternal divine path. Will be attained and... Well, I just said all those things in the thing. Okay, I'm going to let you have the mic and see what you want to say. Go ahead. Okay, sure. You want to paste the question? Go ahead. Just paste it then. Either way, if you want a mic, hold your hand up. Otherwise, just go ahead with your question. Either way is fine. We have only 6-7 minutes left from this session. So, of course, we stay here if you have more questions. But go ahead. So this is our teachings. This is the base of what have been revealed to humanity, and it is beautiful because it unifies all the religions together. For the first time in human history, it shows they are related. They are not against each other. They don't have to fight. Actually, if they fight, they didn't understand God. It shows the coming of the kingdom based on the coming of light, people. What the elects are waiting for? What is it that keeps them from jumping into this bandwagon and come on and manifest it? A smile for others is but my question is, sir, in a humble way, why it must ask you question after studying your website in detail. If you are prophet, then why you don't talk directly and clearly concepts? Why one has to follow computer-based material first and then ask you question? You don't have to. You can have the mic. That's the only difference. You can come here and if you have a sincere question and can type it in text. There is no restriction in typing the text. But we have had people who have come to the mission in the beginning. We were naive and we gave them the mic and they start yelling and cursing and doing things which change the energy of the room. So we decided not to give the mic to everybody but those who know the teachings. At least they have put some effort into it. They know about our teaching a little. We know about your religion a lot. At least give us the ability to believe that you know a little. Sure, go ahead, have the mic.
So, Maitreya, my question is that right now I'm feeling a lot of trouble. Like, if you know Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, he also claimed divinity and he said that he's the Messiah and he's from the lineage of Prophet Muhammad. And he claimed divinity and he died in 1908. Similarly, the Baha'u'llah, if you study the teachings, they say that he's the Messiah. And in the Torah, you see Torah, they say that the Messiah will come and he will not die before he'll develop the peace in this world. And lastly, the Christians, they say that Messiah will come from the Christians, not from Muslims, but he will develop the kingdom of heaven. So these different concepts, so I want to say that every 10, 20 years, a new Messiah is coming. So how can we differentiate that who is right and who is wrong? Yes, please clear this concept. Thanks.
Sure, beautiful questions you asked. Of course, it's more than one question. First of all, let's go to the question of the Messiah comes and they were from the lineage of Prophet Muhammad. You're right. There is more teachers, or what they say, there are more chiefs than Indians. A lot of people come and even today go and just search for Maitreya to see how many websites you will find that they claim they are Maitreya and they have the revelation of Maitreya. Either they are Maitreya or they are the channel for Maitreya or they are in a hierarchy that present Maitreya. And many, many people have come, not only that, even Sikhs, the leader, tried to unify Islam with Hinduism and they said he is the Messiah. And you are right, Bab and Baha'u'llah came and they said they are messiahs and many, many people. But we have to see what God said. We have to find what did he reveal and who is the one that indeed will bring the last word of God. That is where you have to come and study our teachings. Okay, why you have to study in computers or go to our website before coming and asking questions. As I said, you don't have to do that. You can put it in the text. There is no limitation putting it in text. If you put it in text and it's a good question, I will receive it. They will PM me and send it to me and I'll answer them. If you put it in the text and it's not a good question, they're going to ignore it and I'm not never going to see it. And why this revelation have to come through the internet, God already said that this revealer, the last revelation, he's not going to go to the street. And you don't have to go anywhere. So the very internet itself, it's a part of the prophecy of the coming of this revelation. None of the people who claimed before this revelation that they are the Messiah or they are the prophet of God or they are the revealer of the truth had internet. People had to go to them. They couldn't sit there and reach the whole four corners of the world. We could. There are many things in this mission you have to study and recognize and see that none of the people before this revelation could be the one. You say that person said he is the lineage of Prophet Muhammad. Bible says that the revealer of the last revelation has to be the Lion of tribe of Judah. It means from the lineage of King David. Directly. Not from Prophet Muhammad. Lineage from Prophet Muhammad is going to be the Bab. It's going to be the gate. It's going to be the one who brings revelation after Prophet Muhammad. And that is fulfilled through Bab. It's finished. It's done. But this revelation has to come from the line of the Judah, not Prophet Muhammad, although my genealogy also goes to Prophet Muhammad. So it's a double good
doubly good. It fulfills both sides. Christian never going to follow a person whose lineage goes to Prophet Muhammad. Because they're not waiting for somebody to come from lineage of Prophet Muhammad. They're looking for somebody to come from the lineage of King David. And also Muslims were looking for somebody to come from lineage Prophet Muhammad. Both are fulfilled. You see, in our teachings and this revelation, there is no prophet who would be able to fulfill all the prophecies which is fulfilled through this mission and revelation. And if you go to our website again, there are prophecies for every religion which has been fulfilled through this mission. The word that has come is the opening of the book sealed with the seven seal that nobody could have opened it. No one. But the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Chapter 5, Revelation in the Bible. So none of those people who came before that could claim these things. From the genealogy, from the prophecies, from the revelation, all points to one person alone. And that is this revealer and this mission and this revelation. That's why we insist you go and study your teaching. Study the website. See the truth yourself and prove it to yourself first. Because if you prove it to yourself, then you know all this thing I just told you to be the truth. How do you know what I say is the truth? But the people who have come to this mission, have seen this vision, and have gone and studied themselves and seen, yes, it makes sense. It is truth. God said it's going to come. It fulfills all the prophecies. The genealogy is correct. It is the word of God. What has left? What left is you become convinced yourself. That's why I'm not here to convince anybody. I'm not convinced you. I'm just telling you these are the truth. Go ahead.
Dimitra, my next question is that, like, If you talk about the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that he is the last prophet and there is no more prophet to come. And then how can you explain this, that if he said, if you believe in Prophet Muhammad, that he was right, that Jesus was right, and the Moses was right, but on the other hand, when the prophet said, "I am the last prophet and there is no more prophet to come," then how can you explain this issue? And second thing is that as we read that the Messiah will not die unless and until kingdom of heaven will establish. So are you sure that you will survive for so many years that unless and until this kingdom of heaven is established, you'll be alive and then you'll die? Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Your first question is about Prophet Muhammad being the last prophet. First of all, the word that they use for believing that is khatim. But the same word can be pronounced khatam, which means the seal. This has been a great discussion and disagreement between many groups in Islam itself. Is it the last or is it the seal? Second, Prophet Muhammad himself in Quran says, I did not reveal everything to you. I just revealed a part of the eternal tablet. How can he be the last if he didn't reveal everything? The last is supposed to finish the mystery of God. He never claimed to be the seventh angel. He probably didn't know about revelation in the Bible. He was not from the tribe of Judah. He was from Ishmael. Also, Quran was not written down. It was an oral revelation, and the people around Prophet Muhammad memorized it. And then in a war in Yemen, many of them were killed. So Osman decided to put the Quran together, and then he assigned someone to gather the verses. They realized there are many versions of verses. It is not a unified Quran, but there were actually two strong people with two different versions, had different followers. Osman had to decide, yes, eventually he said, we're going to accept this one. If there was two versions, were all of them the word of God? Were they anyone changed? Even after they put them down, people would come and say, I remember this verse, I forgot to tell you. So there are some verses not even are in Quran. He preached in the mosque almost every day for 13 years. Quran should be 10 times or 15 times bigger than what it is. So we can see no prophet ever put all of them together, corrected them, updated them, made them clear, and made them available, and therefore even Quran itself in doubt to be all there. So with all this evidence, we can see that at least we have to doubt some of the things we hear. Khatim, according to our teaching, Prophet Muhammad brought the highest spiritual realization, which is to be sunnah and submit to God. Khatim, he is at the top of the greatest sign. If you look at the greatest sign, you see Islam is at the top. It is the seal of the prophets. Now, you're asking if I live to see this is accomplished. That is a hadith. That is not in Quran. We do not follow hadith. We follow Quran. It's not in Quran. Second, in Bible and other books and in Hinduism, they believe that I will come in three incarnations. In the Bible says he come as a thief of the night, and then in other verses says he is the king of the kings. Well, how can a thief of the night be the king of the kings? It just doesn't make sense. But in Hinduism, the prophecy is the Kalki avatar will be incarnated three times. So it's going to be three incarnations before this mission is established completely. Now, the spirit behind me, would it die? That the spirit is God. God doesn't die. This body might finish eventually, but the spirit behind it is God, which will survive and see this is accomplished. If you look it that way, then you can see all of them is correct. But what you are saying is hadith, and hadith are very controversial topics in Islam. I've been born a Muslim. I know what hadiths are and how controversial are, and not all of them are accepted, and not everybody accept all of them, and some people accept the other hadiths. That's why, just like Christianity, we just go with the word of Christ alone, not with Paul or anybody else. And although we believe that Quran probably is not all there, but we believe that most probably it is the word of God. It's not complete, it's not perfect, because Prophet Muhammad said he didn't reveal everything. But we accept anything is in Quran. But that's not in Quran. I hope that answers your question. If you have any other question, go ahead, raise your hand and come to the mic. Go ahead. But be brief. We are 10 minutes after our time. I don't mind this thing, but go ahead.
Okay, so Matraya, just a few quick questions. So why your name is Matraya? Why is it a Muslim name or a Christian name? Why it is this name? And why this name has not been mentioned in the scriptures? and we believe that, the Dajjal will come at first and the Messiah will come next and Messiah will fight the Dajjal. I know again you'll say it's hadith like that, but okay, not everything is 100% wrong. At least there's a reality. If you are answering like this, okay, we don't believe on hadith.
Okay.
So could you please answer about this, about the Dajjal question as well, that then where's the Dajjal? Dajjal is not here. Because in Quran, the Prophet Muhammad has given the signs of the Dajjal. Not in Quran, but in hadith we see that. So about this, I want to know, and I'll keep in touch with you in your next sessions, no problem. So could you please answer these questions? And last question is that how can we believe that the holiest of the holiest is from God? You can write it, even if I say I am from the lineage of the, I am a Sayyid and I am a lineage for, of the Prophet Muhammad and I am from the Jews and I am from the line of Judah. And I can write a book like that. So how can you say that, that this is the word of the God?
Okay, I wish you would ask your questions one at a time. Okay, can we go ahead? What's your first question?
First question is about your name. What is the speciality of, what is specific in this name and why it was not mentioned, this name, in the previous scriptures and, Jew, and even in the Bible, Quran and the Torah?
First of all, my first name, my birth name is Muhammad. Actually, that is what the Muslims are waiting to come, the last manifestation or Christ or Isa. His name is going to be Muhammad. Second, Maitreya has been mentioned in Buddhist teachings, and Buddha indeed mentioned Maitreya will come as the next Buddha. And this name also has been given to me. I didn't give it to myself, like all my names, except Jalalullah, which I gave to myself to make people recognize Jalalullah means the glory of God, not Baha'u'llah. Other names all has been given to me. So my name, Maitreya, has been given to me, my spiritual name, from a person who was my spiritual teacher. So I didn't give it to myself, and it is mentioned in the scriptures and religions. It is a Buddhist name. It can be a Sanskrit name, or it could have evolved from Mitra, from Persian Zoroastrian beliefs that Mitra will come at the end time and unify humanity, and even Zoroastrian people are waiting for Mitra to come. So that is why this name has been used and given to me, and I used it to start the mission. Next question. I hope that answers your question.
Next question is about Dajjal, that the Messiah will come after Dajjal, he'll fight with Dajjal, and after that he will develop the kingdom of heaven or whatever your concept is.
Okay, the concept of Dajjal and Antichrist are very similar. Christians believe that Antichrist will come before Christ returns. If you watch their movie, the devil comes and take over the world and bring the peace, and suddenly it turns on humanity and now Christ comes. And his number is 666 and all those things that a lot of Christians talk about. And Muslims, of course, have come up with the concept of Dajjal that will come with one eye. And when I was growing up, they say he looks like a donkey. So it's a different version again how it's going to come. But our teaching is Dajjal, the Antichrist, the Maya, the attraction of this external world, the greed, attachment, desires, and everything has been created such a mess on this earth. It's always been here. So now is the time when the Christ comes, he teaches people not to be greedy. He teaches them to share. He teaches them they're all essence of God. He teaches them they cannot just go to war in a whim. They cannot have dictators who destroy them. They cannot have separate religions. They have come together as the children of God. He teaches them to destroy the Dajjal or the Maya or the Antichrist. Therefore, The whole concept of Dajjal is to be greedy, destructive, and not following God. Dajjal is not a person. Dajjal doesn't have any shape. Just like God is a spirit, Dajjal is the absent of God. And since God is everything, really, devil, Dajjal, all those things doesn't exist unless you have an ego, have an umbrella between you and God. Then you fall to your lower nature, which is greedy, self-centered, selfish, and attached to this external world. Dajjal has already been here. We don't have to wait for him to come. He's been here from the time that darkness was upon the deep of the universe. He's been here as the greed and destructive tendencies and forces on earth. It is here right now. These wars and separation between people are because really religions are not teaching the truth any longer. They have become politicalized. You know, it's a political power that some people have other people under their spell, and therefore we can kill each other in the name of religion. It's not in the name of God. God doesn't separate, doesn't. That is Dajjal. That is illusion of separation from God. So that's how we explain Antichrist, Dajjal, as those lower nature of man. Next question. Go ahead.
Okay, my next question is that as the prophet, specifically the prophet Muhammad, they did predictions about the future, that this thing will happen at this proper time in this scenario. So as you claim that you are the prophet, so in this your prophecy, do you have the, as you say that the Dajjal is over there, so do you have the prediction of the future that, okay, I'll live for this much time, and then this thing will happen, then that thing will happen, then we'll be reunited, and this much time will be taken, and this much curse will come, any idea about that, so that... for example, if I may God give me 50, 70 years more to live, so that I see what you have said is happening exactly what you have said like that.
Well, Christ came, he healed people. When Moses came, he opened the water and did miracles. When Christ came and people asked for miracles, he said the generation of vipers asked for miracles. Prophet Muhammad predicted very few things of what's going in the future, and that was the privilege God gave to him. In this revelation, the miracle is the message, and all I'm going to give you. If the message is not miracle to you and you cannot see the vision, the rest is not going to help you whatsoever. The future belongs to Father. The only thing we emphasize is in this revelation, God said he's going to do things in the past and he accomplished them. And he said his kingdom will come and therefore it will. And that is all I have to know, that God said his kingdom come and it will. And you can see every day we can hear from new people coming, seeing the vision, joining this mission, and they love it. The vision is enough for them. And that is also for you. If you can see the vision, if you can see the prophecy and genealogy and the timing and the word of God, you have a good grip of the reality and the truth. But if you are looking for somebody to tell you the future, heal you, do miracles, which maybe I can do it, but I won't, will not help you at all. So see the vision, so you know me by my fruit, which is the giving of the unification of our religions and the vision. And I know you by your fruit, by seeing. That's all you need. I hope all that's in your question. Again, we encourage you to go to the website. Go ahead.
Okay, so... my question is that almost all the prophets, they make the hijrah. They left their places for preaching. So my question is that do you have plans in the future to move around the world to teach your message, or you have the very same concept to know you will sit at one place and use the facility of this internet. Because you know the internet has got a viruses, and virus can do a lot of miracles, as you said. So viruses are one of the big miracles nowadays in the computer world. They can hack everything and anything. So do you have any plans like that, or you just sit over there and you'll not show your face, you will not go for video discussions, you will not go for debates? For example, if some Muslim or any Christian say, okay, if you say you are the Messiah, just come and debate with me. So are you the person who will debate, or you'll say no, I'll not debate, I don't want to debate? So what will your answer?
Well, actually, we have issued a challenge to our Muslims and the mullahs and hakims to come to this room or to any other facilities, video, television, radio, whatever. I am willing to debate them in any topic, anywhere, as far as it is polite and nice and sincere and are not in such a way that they want to take an advantage instead of being truthful. So this challenge still stands for anybody who wants to come to this room and or anywhere else to debate with me. Go ahead.
Nice to be here, Maitreya. But he did have a quick question, and I was wondering that also. Will you become more public, or will you continue just to be here on the Tel Talk?
Well, actually, I am open for any radio show talk show or any television, radio, any kind of a outreach that we can discussing with anybody about this revelation anywhere. That's my answer.
Hello, Mutra, sorry. Do you have time for a few questions, or your time is over? Because I have already asked many questions, and a lot of people are waiting. So do you have time, or you're leaving?
Why don't you go ahead and ask your question, but let's be brief about it. Come next week and start asking questions from the very beginning of the session. You know, it doesn't matter. It's for everyone. If you have a question, you're not interrupting me. It's okay. This thing I've already been said. You can just raise your hand anytime, even during the session. Go ahead. Ask your question.
Right. So my next question is that Muslims, they have got a law, like the Jews, they have got the law about the, which teaches about the males and females, what is haram, what is halal, and with whom you can marry, with whom you cannot, about the interest, about the rape, and everything like that. So how it differentiates with other, whether either you have selected from different religions and combine one thing, or there is something very new or separate. Like I have seen in your room, most of the people who are talking to me, they are girls. I don't see very few male over here. Most of the girls, they are talking to us.
Well, you are talking about Sharia and the laws that Prophet Muhammad brought for Muslims. Jews also had laws, but in Genesis, in chapter 49, when the kingdom was given to Judah, it clearly says that the kingdom and the lawgiving will be with them until the Shiloh comes. And when Shiloh came was with Christ, that lawgiving was taken away and given to another nation. And Christ didn't bring any laws. He basically taught how you can find the kingdom of heaven within. And most of the laws came from Prophet Muhammad, which gathered together as Sharia. And we do recommend Sharia, but we do have to purify that laws to express the progress that humanity have reached to this point, and some dogmas that have crept into it and become harsh and unacceptable. For example, you cannot implement Sharia until you bring justice to society. If there is no justice in society, you cannot cut the hand or finger of a person who steals a piece of bread because he or she is hungry.
Yes, if we do have a just society which is based on the communist of light, and then somebody goes and steals, then that punishment probably is recommended. Therefore, the laws of Prophet Muhammad is acceptable in the mission with understanding of the depth of these teachings, that we have to have the truth or justice before we can implement that. Now, you're asking about, there are a lot of women in the room that they preach, and apparently you don't like that. And we have to recognize when Prophet Muhammad came, they used to kill the female because it was not a very good thing to have a female or a daughter. They all wanted boys. And therefore, he tried very hard to give women a lot of freedom with his revelation. But in this revelation, we believe men and women are equal, and they should be given all the opportunity to progress physically, mentally, and spiritually. But of course, they are not similar. Men are different. Their body is mostly created for logic, and women is for grace. And they both have to recognize their strength and their weaknesses. But if there is a woman who knows the teachings and can teach and guide other people, she should be given every opportunity that she can use to become a teacher. But if men have that ability and come and understand the teaching and they are better than a woman, so be it. It is who is the best, not what we think others should be. Therefore, the status of women in time of Prophet Muhammad actually increased tremendously. But in this revelation, it will be even in a greater degree. And Muslims that to realize women have beautiful strength, they're just not a subject for sexual fantasy that they might have. But they have brain, they have heart, they have beauty, and they're very graceful, and they can be very effective if they have the ability to do that. Go ahead.
Okay, Maitreya, you are really cooperative and you are patient, and you hear and you listen and you answer. I have one last question for today's session. I'll join you next week if I'm alive.
Sure.
Inshallah. And comment is that when I'm talking to you, you are the prophet.
Thank you.
Are highest of the highest.
Thank
holiest
you.
Of the holiest. So I when I am asking you a question, I'm just listening to you. But why the very good people, even there, if they are males or females, most of them, they are in this room. So they always intervene, and they also giving their own comments, and they type in the window and just teasing me, laugh out loud, why you are doing this, study further. So it's not good. My question, last question is, sir, just with humble request, is that if, for example, if I arrange an open discussion with you in India, in Mumbai, with Dr. Zakir Naik, if you know Dr. Zakir Naik from Mumbai, who is a very expert in Islam and comparative religions. So are you going to discuss, are you ready to go there? Are you so bold and you're confident to you go there and discuss with him in the open, in public, and answer the questions of the people? Thank you.
I sure will, but why should we come there? Why can't we just arrange something in internet and connect with each other? I don't only give satsang. I have a lot of other responsibility of email and people who live here and everything else, day-to-day work that I do here, that I rather just not to travel too much. But I'm not hesitating to debate with him if he wants to debate with me. But he has to realize I do not accept the hadith. We talk about only Quran. If he wants to bring hadith also, it's okay. But if it is some kind of the hadith that it doesn't make sense, then I do not accept that. There are hadiths, of course, have some truth in them. There are hadiths that they're absolutely man-made. But I do take your challenge, and you can tell him we can arrange somehow. It doesn't have to come to the point that I travel all the way to India to do it. But if that it takes, and we can make some arrangement, there's a possibility we might even do that. Go ahead.
Maitreya, you are really cooperative. So, but you didn't answer my first question, that why you are the very good people like Shirin Khoda and Reminder and others. Why, when I'm talking to you, why they're just helping you? Why you? I'm just listening to you and I'm getting your point. Why they comment on my things like that? And that isn't that teasing, if you don't mind?
Oh well, I'm not looking at the text. I don't know what you're talking about. That what they have said. Well, they might have just kidding around a little bit, or they have found something you said that, you know, they didn't agree or something like that. I don't think they really meant to offend you. So just take it as not personal and just flow with it. Enjoy it. It's not something to be, you know, unhappy about it. But if it made you unhappy, you know, I'm sure they didn't mean to offend you at all. You know, I'm sure they're gonna also tell you they really didn't mean to offend. We do not control anybody in this mission. We just teach to be nice to one another and be nice to strangers. This discussion is beautiful discussion that I've been, that is, this room is for. The people come and ask questions and see what I say is the truth. And therefore, I don't think they really meant to offend you at all. Go ahead. Ready, I am.
Maitreya, the one question I have raised as a Christian, a non-practicing one, because I find their rules quite hard to follow. We were taught that when the last prophet, or when Christ comes again, all will know, and it will be quite a, how would you say, forthcoming unto the world. And that's why I am wondering, if you are the last prophet, if you are the Messiah, then I'm quite interested in finding out, then how come the whole world hasn't had this revealed to them as was promised by Christ.
Well, also remember that he will come as the thief of the night. That has been one of the mysteries that probably a lot of Christians had problem with, that he will come suddenly without anybody knows, and at the same time he will come and everybody see him. How can you see both of them can be truth? If somebody come at the thief of the night, nobody sees him. He usually come in the dark and come very quietly, and nobody even knew. Next day only thing happened, the next day they know the thief was here and he stole something or brought something and left there, or somehow they recognize after the fact. So this has been also a mystery for us for a while, until the prophecies of the Kalki avatar came to the mission, and the people who wrote the prophecy of the Kalki avatar also is related to coming of this mission. They clearly says there's going to be three incarnation of the Kalki avatar before he accomplishes what he come to accomplish. Therefore, we believe this lifetime is the life of the thief of the night. That is the life of the explanation and bring the teaching to humanity. And the next lifetime will be the life of implementation, and the last or the third lifetime will be the execution. Maybe in the third life, when this mission have spread widely and deeply, when we find Maitreya again, everybody knows he's here, because a lot of people know him and they're going to announce it in radio and television, and everybody know, yeah, they find Maitreya in this incarnation. And in that incarnation, of course, is the time of accomplishing the last part of this revelation. Go ahead, smile.
Maitreya, you are really cooperative, and if I said something wrong, I'm sorry for that. Because I think this is the way we learn. Because prophet, he faced a lot of problems, and people, they stone him like that. Even every prophet, he faced things like that. So I think this is not bad if I ask very silly questions, because when a thing is new, definitely questions like this, they're obvious, they come into the mind. So I think I've taken a lot of your time, and maybe the people, they don't feel good, and I'll join you next time, and please, if I'm alive, I'll join, I'll ask a few more questions, and I'll keep on thinking about the debates. And in other words, I am also debating with you. It's okay. So thanks a lot, and thanks to everybody over here. I'll join you next week.
Sure, Ismail. We will you next week. God bless. And inshallah, all of us are going to be alive and continue this discussion. Go ahead, ready.
Shalom, smiles for others. You have many good questions in there, and I'm sure nobody in the room here would want to offend you intentionally. Maitreya, again, as a Christian, the one question that I would ask of anyone claiming to be that of the Messiah would be that, did not Christ say that many will come claiming to be me, but beware, because they are not? And this is a concern to me.
Sure, many will come and say they are Christ. They will call themselves Christ. But one of them is correct one. One of them is Christ, who has fulfilled the prophecy, whose word is based on the word of God, and he is the Lion of Judah. He comes from the east, shines in the west, and God uniquely make it clear that no one else could be him but him. That is what you have to find out. That is what you have to prove it to yourself. And that's what we are asking everybody to go read, study the teaching, see the prophecies, see the genealogy, see the revelation, and make your own mind. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever if I say, yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I am the Messiah, I am the best, I am the number one. You have to believe me. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever. It shouldn't. But if you go, you realize, you find out, and you prove it to yourself, then it is your realization. And that's all we're asking. Go there, study, find out if it's true or not. If it is not true, then for you at least, I'm a false prophet. I give you to God and you give us to God, and we go our separate way. But if you proved it to yourself, then we are brothers in God, which will come together to spread and establish this beauty. Simple. Yes, many will come in my name. Many already are here that they call themselves Christ, Jesus, this and that. But have they fulfilled all the prophecies? Are they from the lineage of the King David or Prophet Muhammad for Muslim and all that? That is what you have to prove it to yourself. Go ahead.
Very fair and wise answer, Maitreya. One still has to ask themselves, though, why would or does man need to prove that you are the Messiah? If you can understand that question, I'm asking in a broad sense, why should mankind have to dig in and prove that you are? I would think that your teachings and your spirit would be known to all with speaking with you. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're absolutely correct. There are people that didn't need any of these. The people who walked in this room and believed. But if you need to prove it to yourself, there is also proof. I agree with you. You should see the spirit, you should see the teaching, you should see the
Word of God coming through clearly, it is the Spirit of God back on earth. And if you recognize it, then so be it. Okay, we leave that as the last question for today, and I leave all of you to God. And inshallah, as Ismail said, we will all come back here next week and bring anybody who wants to discuss things with me or debate with me. That would be great. Be with God and let God's Spirit come through always. Salam, everybody.